The following essay was originally aired in 2002. You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, May 18th, 9 a.m. Mid-Willamette Valley, Willamette Mission State Park. The unseasonably cool morning air reeks of balsam from newly minted cottonwood leaves. Millions of silvery-green heart-shaped pendants dangle nervously, betraying the stillness. The sky is uniformly gray. Spring appears uncommitted, but not for chaotic, insistent birdsong, broadcasting coded messages throughout the forest. Two male Douglas squirrels skirmish for the attention of a female, who watches the conflict from the tallest, flimsiest branches of a Pacific willow. Each well-timed muscular flying leap and mid-air turn appears as improbable and captivating as the special effects-enhanced battle in a Chinese martial arts film. An osprey drags a massive 2-foot branch through the air in low-labored flight toward an unseen nest. Whether startled as it passes just above me or simply overwhelmed by the weight of its load, the osprey loosens its grasp, allowing the stick to crash to the ground. The fishhawk continues on its way, seemingly unperturbed. A few short weeks ago, this bird may have been hovering over a pond, hidden in the vast grasslands of Patagonia, or diving after a brilliantly colored fish in a nameless Amazon tributary. Neotropical migrants are returning in great numbers to reclaim the seasonal abundance of spring and summer in the Willamette Valley. A riotous explosion of vegetation bursts from every corner of the gallery forest. Fertile riparian soils generate an unruly tangle of undergrowth. Every leaf clamors for exposure to the last contested bit of secondary sunlight. Grasses and nettles grow in profusion along the trail. They form a wall almost 2 meters high, claiming much of the open ground in the shaded understory. Extraordinarily tall Pacific willows send their wispy branches 60 feet into the air in an aggressive race with ash, maple, and cottonwood for space in the upper canopy. I am looking down across a serene oxbow lake from the base of a giant black cottonwood that grows on a bench just above the lower floodplain. Standing at more than 150 feet, it towers above the riverine forest. Its muscular limbs twist away from the main trunk, giving it a stature that dwarfs every living thing within sight. Its thick, reticulated gray bark is riddled with pea-sized circular holes. Hundreds of generations of insects have sought protection and sustenance beneath its corky hide. This black cottonwood is believed to be the largest in North America. It is profoundly massive for its kind, measuring 27 feet in circumference at its base. It is estimated to be 265 years old. Perhaps this singular place is better than any other for black cottonwoods. Despite this symbol of strength and permanence, it is obvious that this is a place of volatility and change. Below, the inlet to Mission Lake was flowing over the road, isolating most of the floodplain just 2 weeks ago. Some years back, an impulsive Willamette River abandoned this channel, rerouting its main body a half mile to the west. A few hundred yards to the northeast, on the opposite shore of this arcing oxbow lake, is the site of the first permanent American settlement in the Pacific Northwest. In 1834, Jason Lee established a Methodist mission, which included a mission house used as a school, a chapel and living quarters, and a barn for the 30-acre mission farm. The mission was organized to convert the Kalapuya to Christianity. The native population had already been decimated by disease that had arrived earlier with missionaries, trappers, sailors, and settlers. The mission was a failure. In 1841, a serious flood demonstrated that this site was a poor choice for permanent settlement. Lee was forced to relocate to Mission Mill in what is now Salem. To this day, the river, which endows this land with abundant fertility, resists all attempts by civilization to reclaim it. This May marks the 20th anniversary of American Wetlands Month. Celebrate the benefits wetlands provide, such as improved water quality, storage capacity, along with critical habitat for plants, fish, and wildlife. Join naturalists Rick Ahrens and Allison Center in an exploration of butterflies in the West Eugene wetlands. Meet at the Red House on the northeast corner of West 11th and Danebo by 1 p.m. on Sunday, May 30th, for a two-hour adventure. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.